This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. officials say that U.S. President Joe Biden is going to withdraw all troops from Afghanistan by September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks on America that were coordinated from that country. The decision defies a May 1st deadline for full withdrawal under a peace agreement that Trump administration reached with the Taliban last year. Biden has been hinting for weeks that he was going to let that deadline slip. And as the days went by, it became clear that an orderly withdrawal of the remaining 2,500 troops would be difficult and unlikely. A senior administration official says a drawdown would begin by May 1st. Britain has since said it will be following suit. Russia is taking measures to respond to what it calls threatening military action by NATO, including combat readiness checks and troop exercises, according to the defense minister, Sergei Shoigu. Shoigu said that the NATO was planning to deploy 40,000 troops and 15,000 military units of equipment close to Russian territory. A large unexplained buildup of Russian forces close to Ukraine's eastern border and Crimea, which Moscow annexed from Ukraine in 2014, has escalated tensions in recent weeks. Iran's nuclear chief negotiator says the country has begun 60% uranium enrichment. This comes a day after Tehran accused arch foe Israel of sabotaging a key nuclear site. The comment was made shortly before the resumption of talks in Vienna aimed at reviving Tehran's 2015 nuclear